This is Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. In an effort to enhance services for the English-speaking community in the Eastern Townships region, a pilot project named Le Tournesol has been introduced. Carolyn Van Rossum, the executive advisor and respondent for services to the English-speaking community at the Sieurs de l'Estrie, explains the project to us.
Yeah. I'm here today to talk about our pilot project called Le Tournesol. And this initiative was brought to us, or we started this initiative because according to the latest census data in our Estrie region, we have just about 41,000 people that identify as English-speaking. And our organization is very sensitive in respecting all the rights for users. One of the 12 rights of users is receiving services in English to all the health and social services réseau. And with this in mind, our organization with the Regional Access Committee members, we agreed upon a visual to be worn by staff to indicate that anybody wearing the sunflower is capable of speaking English. This is done on a voluntary basis by the staff, and there's no need to be perfectly bilingual. It's more a gesture of kindness or openness towards the users, the English-speaking users.
When asked about the choice of the sunflower emblem or visual, Caroline explains.
Yeah, actually it's Plan B. The sunflower is a Plan B because we wanted to do the same as there's a similar project on Côte-Nord that has a yellow card that's over the ID card, and this was not possible for us to replicate. So because we already have a yellow card for some of the staff that work in the long-term care facilities. Therefore, we didn't want to confuse people, and therefore we chose another visual, which was a sunflower, which is yellow, because the initiative in Côte-Nord is a yellow card that goes over the ID, and therefore we wanted to continue with the yellow color. And we thought that the sunflower, which is usually a flower that goes towards the light, we thought it was a good a gesture that it goes towards the users now with the sunflower. So that's how it was brought about.
We asked our guest, Caroline, if there were any specific challenges that were faced during the implementation of this pilot project.
No. So far, we've only had good comments about the project. We implemented the project as a pilot project in two regions. So La Pommeraye region, which is Brome-Missisquoi region, and Memphremagog. So those two regions represent the highest percentage of the English speaking community, and we have also the higher staff that speak English in those two areas. So far, our challenge is to have it known by the users that the sunflower represents that the staff is capable or able or willing to introduce themselves in English, readily in English. So that's why we want the help of the media to have it known to the users that they can easily introduce themselves in English if anybody is wearing the sunflower.
So how is the project going so far? We asked our guests about any initial feedback and evaluations.
Yeah, we've only started it in May of this year, and we do wish to evaluate the project. So we want to, by the fall, evaluate with the users if they see a difference with the general capacity of staff to introduce themselves in English, but also towards the staff to see if wearing the sunflower is also maybe a barrier that's lifted by for the users to see that they speak English and they can introduce themselves in English. So far, we haven't evaluated the project, but we wish to do so because that will depend on those results. We'll see if we should extend it to the other region of the CIUS de l'Estrie.
Finally, we ask our guests if there are any plans to expand the project based on its success. Here's what Caroline had to say.
Yes, the next step is to evaluate the project, and if it's conclusive, the results are conclusive for positive results on staff and on users, of course, English-speaking users, we will extend it to the other regions as well. So that's what our intentions are.
As our conversation with Caroline Van Rossum wrapped up, she took a moment to acknowledge the crucial support that made Le Tournesol initiative possible.
Yes, I'd like to thank the two foundations that made this possible. So the foundations of Brome-Missisquoi Perkins Hospital and also foundation of Memphrey Magog Hospital. Those two foundations are close collaborators to us in that initiative, and we're very happy to we find it a success. So far, we have about 1,500 staff members that are wearing the sunflower. So it's about half of the staff that's wearing it. So they feel comfortable enough to wear it because people that do wear it, like I said, they do it on a voluntary basis, and therefore it's important that we respect also the staff. If they don't feel comfortable enough to speak English, don't have to wear the sunflower. So yes, I would like to thank warm thanks to the two foundations that made this possible, to buy the sunflowers and create the initiative as well.
A special thanks to Caroline Van Rossum, Executive Advisor and Respondent for Services to the English-speaking community at the CIUS de l'Estrie. I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.